Radio.
If you look at someone like Charles and the Ugandan martyrs, I think they can be held up to us as great examples of sometimes we are faced with impossible situations as Christians. That sometimes in our world, we're thrown up against the wall in terms of what we believe. And often it's easy for us to back down and to say, yeah, okay, you know, to put yourself and compromise yourself. But I think Charles and the Ugandan martyrs particularly remind us of the importance of being faithful to our baptismal rite, our baptismal promise, and our baptismal heritage, that we are followers of Christ. We are incorporated into the body of Christ. And so sometimes that will cause us pain. Sometimes that will cause us to be in situations where we are confronted by society. I can think of something in our own country at the moment, the whole issue about same-sex marriage. Often you'll hear Catholics and good Catholics say, maybe the church has got it wrong on this. Maybe the church has got it wrong on the teaching of marriage. And I think it's times like this that we think and we look to Charles Lwanga and the Ugandan martyrs who died for their faith, who died because they wouldn't compromise their belief in Christ and their belief in Christ's liberating message in the gospel. So today we offer our prayers and our thoughts and ourselves to be inspired by the martyrs who have gone before us and who have paid the ultimate price for their faith, but who give us courage in times of trial and times of discord, so that we too can be faithful Christians and faithful to our baptisms.
Radio.org.au